Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Samantha Sears Fitness. I am your host, Samantha Sears. And in today's podcast, I thought I would talk about something that I think we all forget. And in this time and during the holiday season, especially during this holiday season, I think it's important to acknowledge that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. And I think that's extremely prevalent in what's going on in the world today, right now, with coronavirus, things shutting down, things opening back up, re-shutting down, schools going back on lockdown. It's a lot to take in as a child, as a teenager, as an adult, as a young married couple, as an older married couple, as someone with young kids, someone with older kids, someone retired. It's okay to not be okay. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And I feel like we have so much of our time where we say, I'm okay, or everything's fine. And you know what? It's okay for things not to be fine. It's okay to feel that stress. It's the holiday season too. You know, I think it's important to find those little pockets and those moments of, you know, Christmas spirit. I mean, right now I am lighting up when I see Christmas lights. You know, my family, when we're driving, we try really hard. If we see a really cool neighborhood, we'll just turn and drive through it. You know, it's been rough, guys, and it's okay to not be okay. I'm just going to keep saying that through this whole podcast, because I think sometimes we need to hear it, that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be sad and bummed. It's okay to not be okay. And I think when we acknowledge that is when we truly find those really cool pockets of great moments. You know, like I said, the holiday season is my favorite season, and I found myself getting super excited, and now that it's getting closer, I find myself going, it doesn't feel like it. And I think maybe it's the stress of being a teacher. I'm speaking for all those teachers out there and for you parents. It's been stressful. I don't care who you are. It has been stressful, and it's okay to acknowledge that. Having kids, and I'm very fortunate, what I will say, I'm very fortunate that I've got a child who loves school, a child who's in junior high and can, you know, for the most part, manage herself. She wakes up, gets on. Well, let me rephrase that. We wake her up. We're still working on that. But she can log into her computer. She knows what she needs to do. She's able to interact with her teachers and her classmates. Anyone who has younger kids, guys, I've been there. This is my first year as a junior high teacher in a very long time. And I taught the first part of COVID when we went on complete lockdown as a kindergarten teacher. I get it, guys. I've been there. Trying to do a Zoom meeting or any kind of lesson with kindergartners on a computer screen, it's like herding cats on crack. You know, I mean, and it was really funny. And I think what made it kind of an enlightenment period for me to know that it's okay to not be okay, because it's not. And for us, and let me go back a little bit. As most of the world shut down, we as teachers never got that final goodbye. We never had that end feeling. When we first went on the first lockdown for COVID, I had maybe out of my 28 students, my 28 kindergartners, the final day before we went on spring break, which was the final day I would see my kids, I had 5 kids in my classroom because parents, you know, took their kids out. They were going on vacation. So we never got that final goodbye. And to kindergartners and to us as kindergarten teachers, that's devastating. You know, to not get to do their kinder promotion and all the things we look forward to as teachers. As a kindergarten teacher, I love those little days when they're, you know, making things and crafting and fun Fridays and seeing their faces light up when they, you know, get something that they didn't understand. And we lost that. it was taken. So, I mean, I can truly speak for myself as a teacher, and I'm going to go out on a limb. And if other teachers don't agree, please let me know. But there's nothing better than seeing the pure joy in your students' faces when they work super hard to understand something and they get it. And you're cheering them on for it because they know they got something. And it just stopped. It just stopped. And it was devastating. And I know it was devastating for parents. I remember having that first conversation, Zoom meeting. I cried. You know, I'm not a huge, huge crier. I will say last year was a little emotional for me as a teacher, so I cried more probably than I ever had in all my years of teaching. But I think it's important to acknowledge that we as teachers, we weren't okay. I was not okay as a teacher. Not getting that final goodbye, the proper send-off like we should have given our kindergartners. And we tried. I mean, we did really well. Our school pulled together. We as a team pulled together. It was super awesome. But it just didn't feel the same. And I think as a teacher, I came in going to a new grade level, having that same anxiety of, how do we do this? How do we navigate this? You know, and then it was, we started virtually, and then when we went into in-person, how was it going to feel? Was it going to feel the same? And then we had to go back to virtual again. And man, it sucks. It sucks on so many levels. But I have to acknowledge that it's okay to not be okay. But what I took from it is the relationships I built with my kids once I got there. Does that make sense? And I think it's super important at this time frame that you guys acknowledge that it's okay to not be okay. But what's also important to recognize, it's not okay to sit in this and let yourself dwell on it. Because it's once we recognize that it's okay to not be okay, it's almost like we have that switch. Like, I think there's a huge difference between not being okay and never finding that silver lining because it's there. And let me tell you, I used to hate that growing up. My mom was the queen of silver linings. The world could be coming to an end. An asteroid could be hitting the earth, blowing us up into a million pieces. And she'd, you know, be the one going, well, at least it's a sunny day. And that's what I love about my mom. She's, you know, the silver lining queen. She finds just little moments to be happy with. My mother-in-law was the same way. She was able just to take that step back and find pure joy in the littlest things. You know, she was that woman that would go on a walk and, you know, she would just stop and you'd go, hey, what's going on, Char? And she'd be like, do you see those flowers? How beautiful they are. Aren't they just happy? And she almost made you stop and really take that moment to reflect and be like, wow, yeah. How lucky are we to be alive today to see this beautiful, you know, bush of wildflowers. It was so amazing. And what I love is my daughter carries that too. It's something my daughter does. She finds pure joy in just the littlest things. And that's what I love. And that is something that at least this lockdown, this time frame we've been in for the last, 9 months has really taught me. It's okay to not be okay, but taking those moments to slow down and really sit back and acknowledge something great that happened, it puts things in perspective, you know? And so that's what I really wanted to talk about today is just that it's okay to not be okay. But when we're sitting in those moments, take those few deep breaths and just find something that brings you joy. Even if it's that early morning cup of coffee you have, a moment to breathe, or, you know, getting a text from a friend or a loved one, or, you know, getting those few extra minutes of sleep in the morning, whatever it may be, because I think it's, again, super important. And like I said, guys, I'm going to keep saying it in this podcast. It's okay to not be okay. But we can't dwell in that not okay part. You know what I mean? And especially now in this, you know, time frame we're in, like I said, now we're getting to the holidays and it's the stress of, you know, I don't know about you guys, ordering some of the stuff online and having to send it and ship it to family members and, you know, even getting stuff shipped to my house. it's stressful because I don't know if it's going to get here, even though, you know, you pay for that extra shipping, you know, get here 3 to 4 business days. And all of a sudden it goes, well, we're not sure, it's not going to get here on time. It's stressful. And then it's, you're going, am I getting enough? Did I get this? And then, you know, you're kind of arguing with yourself of, does it really matter how much we get our kids or, you know, our significant other, you know, especially for those who have lost their jobs and are searching for jobs, man, it is a tough time right now. You know, we're trying to, you know, bring things together and find joy. And I think it's super important, even if it's those moments of what brings me joy. And I'm just going to go on a little tangent. And anyone who knows me, and if you do these podcasts enough with me, you'll know I do tangents. Something that brings me pure joy in the morning, if any of you follow me on Instagram, at Samantha Sears, I love my morning coffee mug songs. And it started out as a joke. A couple years ago, I just started playing it one day. And I thought this would be just fun. And I would play just, you know, maybe a song that I woke up to or music I really like. I have a wide range of music I like, from Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack to 80s hair bands to heavy metal to, you know, today's hits to Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Bon Jovi, who's one of my all-time favorites, Foo Fighters, another all-time favorite of mine, to country music, to rap, to Broadway musicals, whatever, you know, kind of floats my boat that day. And then don't even get me started on the holiday time, because I will play, and I've played Christmas music every morning with my coffee song. And there were a couple days when I first started this where I stopped playing it. And all of a sudden I started getting these messages, these random people just going, hey, where's your coffee song? And to know that maybe it brought joy to somebody, or, you know, just laugh, or, you know, hey, what song is she going to play today? And I don't think I've missed a day. And if I did, pure accident. If I'm on the road, I'll play my to-go cups, or if we're in a hotel, I play my coffee cups sitting at the table. And every morning when I'm at home, I use one cup, and it is a Tinkerbell cup that my nephew got me years and years and years ago. I think it was probably around 14 or 15 years ago. His Pee Wee football team went to Florida for, you know, like the championships, whatever it is they do. And they went to Disney World, and he brought me back this Tinkerbell mug, because another thing you'll learn about me, I'm a huge Disney freak. I love Disney. Love, 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 love it. My kindergarten room was Disney, for God's sakes. And he brought me back this Tinkerbell mug, and it just brings me joy. Every morning I drink coffee out of it. And so I play coffee songs with this, and if I can bring someone just joy or laughter or something funny or a song that people can relate to, or, you know, whatever it may be, that's what makes me happy. And so I think it's okay for us to recognize that it's okay to not be okay, but find those little pockets of moments that make you smile. Because I know it's hard right now, guys. I know it's super hard, and I think the hardest thing for us to do is to recognize that when we're not okay. And I think especially for those, you know, who are strong, go 110% all the time, you know, our first instinct is when someone asks us how we're doing, oh, we're fine. I'm fine. I'm good. And, you know, and there's a small group, and I'm a firm believer of, you have that small niche group of people that are kind of like your ride or die, you know, and they know you, and they know when you're not fine, and they kind of give you the, okay, cool. Yeah, we know you're not, but we'll wait. And, you know, you're going through the motions, but I think it's okay, and it's important. We have to know that it's okay to not be okay. And I mean, I'm telling you guys, it is a phrase I live by. It is okay to not be okay, because you know what? Sometimes life is not roses and sunshine, and sometimes not every day is great. And sometimes we have those most epic days that we never, ever forget. And sometimes we have those absolutely shitty days. And I mean, there's a couple times a year. One big one was when I lost my dad, March 12th, 2006. And there was no silver lining in that day. And I will go into detail about the silver lining that happened later. That's for another podcast. But that's an all around shitty day. That one day, March 12th, 2006. And what's funny, and for anyone who's lost a loved one that you were super close with, my dad, he was such an amazing, epic man. He, you know, just built everybody up. He was a true, passionate man in everything that he did. And he was a father, a family man. That's, you know, what he was. And he worked his ass off to make sure that our family never had anything, you know, or never went wanting for things. You know, taught us amazing work ethic, taught us that, you know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's another phrase I live by. It's so true. You could be the smartest, most talented person in the world, but if you don't put it to good use, there's always going to be someone who wants it more than you, right? And that's what he taught us. That's what he ingrained in us, that, you know, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And when you put forth that effort, great things will happen. But sometimes you have to go through the absolute shit and crap and everything in between to find that silver lining. Now, what's weird, and I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. Now, you know, since it's been a while since he's been gone, I don't find March 12th as the hardest day anymore. I find it's the days leading up, and I feel like it's a subconscious thing where I know it's there. I try hard not to think about it, but it usually hits me 1 or 2 days before. And, you know, and those are those days where I recognize, man, it's okay to not be okay today. But I take those silver linings that come with those days. And it's been rough this 2020. I mean, thank God it's almost over. But, you know, I think it's important to recognize that, you know, even we could be taking those steps now to make our 2021 even better. What are you doing, you know, in the morning? My goal each morning is to wake up. I would say wake up before anyone else does, but I do in my house. I'm up at 4 a.m. working with clients, you know, getting my day started. But I try really, really hard before everyone else wakes up, that when I get home, I'm making my coffee. I try and have those 30 minutes to really reflect and have those positive reflections, those goals that I have for the day. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, man, I have slipped. I have not been good with it. And I know it's something I need to work on. And I'm going to keep myself accountable by kind of, you know, posting it to my stories first thing in the morning of 3 goals for that day and 3 things I'm thankful for. And I feel like when you put it out there, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to write it down. I'm a firm believer of that positive affirmation. And when you write things down and you firmly say them and you firmly believe them, then that's when they start coming true. Does that make sense? I'm a firm believer of the way you feel. Positive attitudes bring on positivity and positive things into your life. Now, it doesn't mean, like I said, you're not going to have those crap moments and those crap times and everything in between, but I'm a firm believer of if you think positive as much as you can and push forward to your goals, they're going to happen. They're going to work, but you have to put in the work, even when you don't want to, even when it's hard, even when you're not okay, right? But again, it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to go and find that happiness. If you're unhappy, go find something that makes you happy. If you love baking and you haven't done it in a while, go bake something. Even if you're starting small and you go get those, you know, Pillsbury cookies, or, you know, you draw and you're a drawer and you're just doodling. Or you're a singer and you're singing in your car. Turn the volume up, man, and sing on the top of your lungs. Do it in the shower. I'm a singer. Let me backtrack on that. I'm not a good singer, but I sing. I have absolutely I am horrible. I'm tone deaf. I recognize it. But man, I will whip out a good, I mean, bring me a Christmas song, you know, a Glee song. I am singing right along with Glee. Oh, I am just as good as Lea Michele when I turn that volume up. But I think it's important that we take this time, especially right now during the holiday season, you know, during this time that it's, you know, a pandemic, things shutting down and opening up again, you know, recognizing that it's okay to not be okay, that it's okay to kind of sit in the crap for a few minutes, but use that time when we're sitting there to really reflect on, okay, why am I here? How can I get out of it? And what can I do? But recognize that you don't have to be 100% all the time. Sometimes it's when we're at that little rock bottom moment, even if it's in a day, or maybe you guys have been dealing with it for a long time now, and you're slowly just crumbling, but it's okay to know that it's okay to not be okay. And you don't need to tell the world. If you're one of those people that doesn't want to talk to everybody, but you have that person or persons you talk to, do it, man. Do it. Do what you need to do to get out of it, but know how important you are. Know how important the work you are doing is impactful. Know that you're impactful. Know that you have a purpose. I think that's super important. And I just wanted to get on here and really tell you guys that. Really just let you guys know that, man, you are important. You have a purpose. You have everything you need. But sometimes we just need to go through the crap to get there. And it's really okay to not be okay. I really think that's important. I also think it's super important that even if you take 20 minutes out of your day to find that pocket to really reflect, listen to a podcast. Listen to someone that really jives you. Jay Shetty is such a great person to listen to. He's one of the guys I listen to. Let's look at my podcast. You know, I really love my nephew's podcast, The Uncommons, because it's just these two 20-something best friends who are real about what it's like being athletes, doing the college thing, going, you know, trying to go pro, life after that. What do you want to do when you're in that pocket? You know, go look them up. The Uncommons, they're fantastic. What I love is my 11-year-old daughter started a podcast because she thought, man, you know what? People need some Monday motivation and people just, you know, might want to hear what I have to say. And she had no fear. Sears Sass, go look her up, man. I mean, she's awesome. For her to have enough gumption to really start it, God, I give her props. She's such an amazing little, smart, funny, articulate 11-year-old. Like I said, those two are just fun ones. Jay Shetty, Lewis Howes is another great one. Another one I listen to with my daughter is Office Ladies, because we're just huge Office fans, but we make sure to take time just to do that. You know, we have our fun podcast, but I do, like I said, Lewis Howes, Jay Shetty, Gary Vee, Seth Rogen. Those are great, great people to do some personal developments with. I'm sorry, not Seth Rogen. 40-year-old virgin. Do you like how I like totally brain farted that? And this is me completely. I could cut it out. I could trim it, but I'm not going to. It's Joe Rogan. Sorry, Joe Rogan. You don't even look like Seth Rogen. But I love your podcast too. Yeah, that's me. Again, it's been a long day. Grades are due. I've been grading all day. I'm sitting in the car right now at my daughter's dance studio recording this. So yeah, this is me. I'm unapologetically me. You're going to get my screw ups. You're going to get, you know, because I feel like life is not perfect, and to try and pretend to be, it ain't me. So yeah, Joe Rogan is another great podcaster. So sorry. Sorry, Joe Rogan. Sorry, Seth Rogan. I really love your movies, though, if you're listening. I don't think you are, but you know, hey, you never know. But yeah, I think it's super important, you know, that you take time and just, like I said, jot down three things you're grateful for and three goals. Now, these goals don't have to be lofty goals, like I'm going to make $1 million today, or I'm going to win the lottery. No, think of simple ones. Like, I'm going to go for a 20-minute walk today. I'm going to drink, you know, 84 ounces of water. I'm going to, you know, do my grocery shopping today and get it done. Just setting goals for yourself. And when we put them on paper, it almost forces us to take that time to be like, oh yeah, it's tangible. It's, we have to do it. We have to look at it. I think that's super duper important. You know, and that's really what I wanted to come on and tell you guys today. I know this was kind of a ramble, but I really wanted you guys to know that it's really okay to not be okay. And that's what I wanted to say, because I feel like this time frame, we try so hard to put on a front that everything is great because it's the holiday time, especially as parents. You know, that holiday time where everything is perfect. And you know what? Sometimes it's just not. And it's okay for that brief moment to not be okay, but we're going to pick ourselves up. We're going to dust ourselves off and we're going to keep going. And you know what? It may not be pretty, but you know what? It's going to get done and we're going to do it. And yeah. And so I'm going to end tonight's podcast with a Zig Ziglar quote of, life is an echo. When you send out, come back. When you sow, you reap. When you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. I'm going to say that one more time to end this podcast. Know how amazing you guys are. Know it's okay to not be okay. Know you're truly amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. If you like it, please follow me. You can follow me on Spotify. You can follow me on the podcast app. You can follow me on Instagram at Samantha Sears. Yeah. I would love to hear your thoughts. Give me feedback on things you would love to see in this podcast. Again, this podcast is just about health, wellness, and finding your happiness and everything in between. So we're going to have podcasts like this. I'm going to have some nutritional tips, some fitness tips, some life hacks, mom and teacher life, everything in between. But yeah, today's episode, it's okay to not be okay. I'm going to leave you guys with that quote one more time and have a great night. Life is an echo. What you send out, come back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you.